Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Dangerous Collaboration by Deanna Raeburn, narrated by Angèle Mersters. To all of the intrepid adventuresses just waiting for their journeys to begin. Chapter 1. London, March 1888.
What the devil do you mean you're leaving?
Stoker demanded. He surveyed the half-packed carpet bag on my bed as I folded in a spare shirt waist and Magalhaes's Guide to Portuguese Lepidoptery. It was a weightier volume than one might expect, featuring an appendix devoted to the butterflies of Madeira and certain flamboyant moths found only in the Azores. Precisely what I said. I am packing. When I have packed, I will leave this place and board a train for the coast. There, I will leave the train and get onto a boat, and when it stops at Madeira, I will have arrived. My tone was frankly waspish. I had dreaded telling Stoker of my plans, expecting some sort of mild explosion at the notion that I had at last secured an expedition, however minor, to which he was not invited. Instead, he had adopted an attitude of arctic hauteur. I blamed his aristocratic upbringing for that. And his nose. It is very easy to look down on someone with a nose that would have done a Roman emperor justice. But I could not entirely blame him. As natural historians, we had balked at our enforced stay in London, each of us longing for the open seas, skies that stretched to forever, horizons that beckoned us with spice-scented winds. Instead, we had found ourselves employed.